Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, and welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I'm so delighted to be here with you today and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the truly innovative Transformation Talk Radio Network and the equally spectacular WBLQ 1230 Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, do visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com, and while you're there, sign up for my inspirational thought for the week. It's easy, it's free, it's uplifting. Check it out. In the over 35 years that I've been a speaker and a counselor in private practice, I've had the great privilege of using my skills and intuitive insights to help people get to the heart of whatever is happening in their lives. Here at the Sandy Brewer Show, it is all about you. So I'd love to put those insights to work for you today. No question or subject is off limits. Give me a call, 800-930-2819. Or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. and ask a question in the instant feedback box. Let's get to the heart of what matters in your life. And because life is about giving and receiving, we do have a gift for you today. Our callers or emailers with an on-air question will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. It's a compelling and an inspirational memoir. It's filled with empowering personal tools that actually can help you change your life today. Pursuit of Light was an Amazon.com bestseller, and it has won 3 literary awards, including USA Best Book Award. And it's ours to you, our thank you to you, for giving us a call today, 800-930-2819. With me today, as every Thursday, is my partner in all things wonderful, Mr. John Brewer. Hi, John.
Hey, Sandy. How you doing?
I'm fine. It's Halloween, honey. How can you not be good on Halloween?
Oh, it's a little scary, though. At least that's what kids would like you to believe.
Exactly. Do you know, I was thinking today, because it is Halloween and, you know, the kids are getting all fixed up. And I remember younger years when our kids were younger, were little, and all of the going out and the trick or treating. Do you have any favorite? And then I started thinking about my own experiences as a kid. Do you have any favorite experiences from when you were a kid or non-favorite?
Well, it was a rather appalling experience.
We'll take horror stories too. It is Halloween.
Well, I was about 15, and for some reason I had a hunger for candy. And I thought it would be really cool to dress up and go out. So I put on an overcoat and a little hat and a mask, and I went around the neighborhood. And not everybody answered the door. One neighbor opened the door and said, hello. I said, hi, Mrs. So-and-so. And she said, oh, it's you, John. I almost didn't open the door. You scared the heck out of me. I said, well, I think that was the end of my trick-or-treating days.
And I think that we're missing a little important fact here, that the reason that you probably scared the heck out of the people is you would almost reach your full height, which is 6'4". So you got this guy, this masked bandit type guy with a long overcoat knocking on doors. Did you get any candy?
I got a couple pieces. Well, that's another story.
Exactly.
I had more when I got home.
Good. I remember a time when I was younger, when, you know, the big thing always was all of us kids in the neighborhood would get together and find out which houses gave the best stuff, you know, where you, could you go and get the best stuff. And at that time, I remember we all got together in one corner, and we found out that there was a certain house that was giving away full-size bottles of Coca-Cola. And in those days, that was unbelievable. That was just such a great treat. So I don't know how much Coke they had stocked up for that night, but our bunch took 12 of them from them in one fell swoop. So that was a fond memory of me, and it carried over to, as an adult, one of the things that we've always done is, because I remember the full-size bottle of Coca-Cola, that I love the look on kids' faces. So we always give full-size candy bars. We know that it's not the healthiest thing, but one day a year, what the heck? So we would give full-size candy bars, and I could just feel the word spreading, especially when we lived out in Palm Springs. The word would just spread, and all of a sudden we would have throngs upon throngs upon throngs of kids, and I knew they had done their little grapevine and gotten the word out. So that was fun, and that is fun. And happy Halloween, everybody.
Absolutely.
Do you know, today, John, one of the things that we wanted to talk about on a more serious note, but not a heavy note, is how to empower ourselves by not only hearing our own voice, but learning how to follow it. Because what I find is, so often in my practice, I've heard people connect with a truly intuitive awareness, and God knows I have done this too, a truly intuitive awareness. But then when it comes to taking action on that awareness or sense of direction, what we tend to do is, if it's a little outside the box or a little nonconformist, instead of following through with that greater wisdom that's actually coming through, we talk ourselves out of it. And I remember a time several years ago when a friend of mine that I hadn't seen for years, but I had at one time officed with him, and he's an extraordinary great doctor. He's a good man. And I heard through the grapevine again that he was getting a divorce. And I knew both him and his wife, but obviously because of my closer relationship with him, I knew him better. But it just had been maybe 10 years since I'd even spoken with him. And I had this inner urge, this real urge, to call him up and tell him how sorry I was and give him my support. And then I watched myself kind of erode that thought by, well, would that be, you know, not supporting his wife, blah, 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 blah. And I never followed through on that. And so it was a backwards kind of teaching, because I realized afterwards that I felt not okay about not listening to me, about not giving him support in the moment. And then the moment passes and it's almost like, in a, you know, it's just not there to do anymore. But it was a great wisdom to really stay connected to follow your voice, follow your thought, follow your heart, and be careful of that ego mind that wants to set up parameters that are false boundaries. They're not true. They're just obstacles that we self-perpetuate.
And that's such an easy trap to fall into. I remember a number of years ago when I was in the insurance industry, I went to a conference where they had these marvelous motivational speakers. One of them was Zig Ziglar, and by gosh, when he got on the stage, he was captivating. And he got everybody's attention. And about three speakers later, another young guy who was very talented got up to give his talk. And he didn't talk his talk. He mimicked Zig Ziglar and what he was doing. And although what he was saying was good, his delivery was such that it got so diluted, because it was a comparison of styles between Zig and him Ziggs was perfected. But this guy, had he gotten out of the way, had he, although it's nice to have a mentor to be able to follow, if he'd just gotten into his own way of talking, his own way of delivery, he would have been much more successful. And I think that's something we all have an opportunity to explore in this life, is whether we follow somebody else or we follow truly what's within ourselves.
Boy, that's so true, honey. And then we keep looking for something outside of us to have the power to be able to direct us, something outside of us to guide us instead of going for that internal guidance. I know that one of my things years ago was I was always afraid that I would like miss the ship, like there was a big mothership coming in, and I have a fairly long torso, but kind of short little legs. So I had this picture in my head for years that it would be the dark of night and there would be this big mothership there with this little, you know, landing gear and steps that you could climb up into it. And that I would be racing down a country road on these little legs, trying to get there in time before they lifted up the stairs. And, you know, and I would be waving, wait for me, wait for me. And it was such a metaphor. It was of my belief system that was someplace inside of me, that the mothership, that the way home, that the way into fulfillment, the way into empowerment, the way into wisdom was outside of me. It would be another vehicle, another source, instead of that the place to look now and always is to go deeper within, to know that our source is within us and that we are not alone, and then to allow ourselves to find that connection and find that voice and give ourselves to permission to express that voice with kindness and with generosity and with love, but not as somebody else, as you said, like in the Zig Ziglar thing, but expressing our voice as us, to trust ourselves so much, to care about ourselves so much, and to connect with our source at that level. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show, and we've got lots more coming up. We will be right back. Give us a call, 800-930-2819.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If you or your loved ones are dealing with cancer, we at the Sandia Brewer Show highly recommend that you learn about the essential information offered by Vital Options, a cancer communications organization that brings you extensive information through a variety of video programs that will help you better understand your treatment options, as well as the various issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. To learn more about your own options and choices, go to vitaloptions.org.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? A message that will energize and support you as you go about your day? Then Dr. Sandy Brewer of The Sandy Brewer Show has just the right prescription for you. Fill it today and bring a smile to your face and a lift to your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going today to sandybrewer.com. Plan to be inspired. Pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and we're so happy to have you with us today. We've been talking about empowerment and finding your voice and what happens when we don't actually find our voice, when we try to copy somebody else's voice, or we try to follow somebody else, or think that some situation, something outside of us, is going to have the power, is going to have the key. And instead of integrating with all that we are, we're still trying to stand in behind somebody else's line instead of being at the front of our own.
Well, I had a personal experience with that as I think about it. When I went into the ministry, one of the things that I thought that I had to do was to follow in people's footsteps who were successful there. So essentially, I copied so much their material, and I thought I gave it pretty well. But as I matured in that arena, what I learned that I had to do was to speak from my own heart, speak what was important to me. And interestingly, that was a little different than the normal. And I felt that I really began to develop that. Incidentally, the outcome of that was that the people who ran this lovely establishment found it disturbing because it didn't go along what they considered to be their format. So I was given the opportunity to leave. It was a fantastic learning experience because I thought this was a place that I was supposed to be. And I found that it was just a step on my journey to go to someplace else. What a marvelous experience that was for me at the time. So to follow what we believe, to follow what we find in our heart, to follow what we want to do is a critical thing. And I think Arnold Palmer said it so beautifully on, for any golfers, you've heard it on the telly, but he says, swing your swing, not some idea of a swing, not a swing that you saw on TV, not that swing you wish you had. No, swing your swing, capable of greatness, prized only by you, perfect in its imperfection. Swing your swing. It's so marvelous.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thought and quote. And I think your life experience is just a validation of that, because when you began to really swing your swing is when your life changed and expanded. And really, I think when you found yourself as a man. And so I applaud that you had the courage to do that way before Arnold came up with swing your swing. But I love both of them. They're great ideas. We have a caller on the line. Veronica. Hi, Veronica.
Hi. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, honey.
Can you hear me?
What's on your mind today?
Well, on the topic of hearing, I think what I'm struggling with is the listening to my voice, not expressing my voice, but my own inner guidance when I'm hearing something that I need to take direction on.
So can you give me an example of something that you hear and sort of, because we talked about that a little bit earlier, and it's a perfect, perfect follow-up for us, of sometimes what you might hear and then maybe not act on or follow. Do you have an example you can give me?
Yeah, actually, I do. I have a situation that's sort of happening where I am doing business with a friend's daughter, actually, and I'm having challenges inside myself with the way that I'm being asked to do business by the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a part of me that wants to, A, earn the money, B, be of service because I love and adore the family and I love and adore the daughter. But on the other hand, I'm having challenges with the way that I'm being asked to show up. So
can you give me a little more specificity about the challenges in being asked to show up? Is it a place that is against your moral value or your comfort level or just doesn't,
not moral value. It's more of a place of, I guess in interpretation. So, if I say I'm going to do, one thing and I do the one thing my way, versus the way that it was asked of me, but the result being the same thing. And then the conflict coming up between the person and I, because I didn't do exactly to the letter of the law what was asked of me, yet the reason for what was asked of me was to produce what I produced.
Right. And is she also in your profession, or is she just the client, yeah, your friend?
They're also, in my profession, but not in my area, not in my way, more on a larger scale.
Oh, okay. So here's the bottom line. I mean, this is really an important, it sounds nuanced, but it actually isn't nuanced at all. When, if you play follow the leader, it's going to give you, you know, a crunch in your tummy, right? It's going to, something inside of you is going to rebel, or it's going to get contracted and going to create anxiety and or tension in you. Is that true?
That's exactly what I'm feeling right now. Thank you.
So when you tell your friend, when you approach your friend or she approaches you and says, basically, what the heck are you doing? Your job is going to have to be to stay really, really, really non-defensive. Because if you try to defend and over-explain, it's not going to work out well. If you can say, first of all, everybody wants to be heard, honey. So when she brings up, you know, why didn't you do it this way, or I wanted you to do it A, B, C, D, and you say, I hear you, and then you say, I understand that's what you would prefer, but I also know that really doesn't blend or harmonize with me. It's not congruent with me. My way of getting the job done for you is to be able to do it blah, 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 A, B, C, D, whatever it is. And then to be able to say to her, I'm sorry that that causes you stress, but I do get to the same place that you wanted me to get. If we can't be comfortable with the way I do that as a professional, then let's check out whether or not I'm the best person for you. If you can get to there, the money won't be your source. Your source will be your source, and the money will follow. Do you understand what I just said to you?
Yes, and that sort of was actually what this other person said to me. Was, you know, here's how I like to do business, and if this, you know, isn't going to work, then let's just, you know, there's lots of ways to do business, and if we're going to be doing something together and you're not going to do what you say you're going to do, then this isn't going to work.
Can you give me an example of what you don't, that you say you're going to do according to her, and that you don't do? Because I'm still not quite on the same page with you on that, in understanding it.
Okay. So I was going to looking for a home for someone to live in, mm-hmm. and I was going to send letters out to everyone in the building to try to see if anyone wanted to sell their place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I went online and I looked at first all of the units that had been listed in the past that didn't sell, that were perhaps rented out, had, you know, where the listing expired or canceled when the market was softer, and made phone calls to all those sources to try to see if there was an opportunity. And I found the best unit in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And was able to get the person in, and all this happened in 3 days. And so rather than be excited, hey, you know, not that I need the ego validation, but the daughter was very happy. But then with the parents, I was brought up to, well, let's go back to what we discussed, which is, did you send listings or letters to everyone in the building? And I said, well, no, I didn't. And they were like, well, you said you were sending letters to everyone in the building. And I was like,
So you can try a little bit of a modification, honey, as that is, if you go off on your own road a little bit, you can do an email saying, I didn't do this, but I did do this, and here's the end result. And yet I think from the principle that you have to hold on to is to be able to go inside and say, does this work for me? Does doing it this way actually, is it congruent for me? Does it hamstring me? Does it keep me from being like taking a problem and mulling it over and going into a creative point of view? Sweetie, we have to take a little break here. Can you hold on just through the break and then we'll finish this for you?
Of course.
Okay, you're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show, 800-930-2819. Give us a call because we're going to be right back with Good Things with Veronica. Thank you.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If you or your loved ones are dealing with cancer, we at the Sandia Brewer Show highly recommend that you learn about the essential information offered by Vital Options, a cancer communications organization that brings you extensive information through a variety of video programs that will help you better understand your treatment options, as well as the various issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. To learn more about your own options and choices, go to vitaloptions.org.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, Six Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you
Hi, you're welcome back. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and we are on the line with Veronica, and we're talking about finding the right balance between conforming and getting the job done that in a way that makes the client or patient or customer happy, but that doesn't take away from what works for us. And finding that centerline balance is really important. And Veronica's talking about a situation in which she got the job done, but didn't quite do it the way her client wanted her to do it. Just a different style. And so the client is upset because the answer didn't come according to the protocol the client would have thought was the most effective. And yet it's hard for Veronica because using her own protocol, which was also effective, she got the job done. So, Veronica, I have one question, a fact-finding question for you. In this place where you found a home you're in real estate, where you found the home availability for the person who was needing a home, has that deal gone through yet, or is that still pending based on whether or not you and the other realtor come to an agreement?
Oh, no, I haven't even submitted the offer yet because the conversation about how, what steps the parents want me to take versus just make the deal happen, it hasn't even begun yet.
Okay. So would they still want you to go back and like send letters to everybody to make sure that you've got the very, very best one? Or do they just want this for if they get involved with you in the future?
I think that they want me to do it their way.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any reason why you wouldn't want to also send out the letters, except that you don't think it's worth it?
I do accept personal responsibility that I did agree to send out letters, but didn't do it because I, you know, simultaneously I went to what would be my first route. So, no, I don't have any problem sticking letters underneath everyone's door. No problem. I can still make that happen. But at the same time, I don't want this client to lose the opportunity to actually get the unit because now I've opened the door and things are moving quickly here.
So when you talk to this person, here's where I think your errors in quotes was. That for any of us, once we offer or agree to something, if we change the agreement based on we have a better idea, we thought it through, we got a more inspired idea, we really need to tell the person we're changing the contract, we're changing the agreement. And that kind of brings it out up front, does it work or doesn't work, or doesn't it work? But because you're this far along with it, my dear, that what you have you said, and maybe you've already done this, that you would be glad to do that. It's not like your way, but you'd be glad to do that. The problem is you're afraid that the person will lose out on what their opportunity is here. Have you broached that subject?
No, because we're really at a crossroads between can I work together in this environment or not. And if not, then, you know, we're both professionals. We're both feel that we have, you know, a way to do it. And I have my formula and they have their formula. And is there a way for us now to blend our formulas in a situation where I'm, that's where it's at. So inside myself, I am contracted because, and I get that, you know, accepting personal responsibility, I did change the agreement, the letter of the law of the agreement, so to speak, you know, like the purpose.
No, I understand that you did that. But are you talking about just trying to complete this sale, or are you talking about trying to complete work together in the future?
No, I'm talking about right now. The question is on the table that has been put to me and is also inside myself is, A, can I work this way? And B, yeah. And if I can't, I need to, you know, like, what's okay. We can all shake hands and continue to love each other. It's just...
I'm still having a little bit of trouble trying to figure out if they're willing to lose what you found and then you send out letters, is what,
it hasn't gotten that far because next steps haven't been discussed yet because the question was brought up last night of, you know, whether or not it's in our best interest to work together. And that I need to choose in. So that's where it's at right now. It's not that we're not going to go forward.
I would come back on this one is if I agree to do something specifically, I will do that or I will let you know that I can't do that. Is that satisfactory to you? And then if there's something that comes up where it's you ask me specifically to do something a certain way, I will try to be more conscious right up front whether or not that would work with me. Is that a possibility?
Yes.
I think I'd go at it from that angle. And if she says, no, it's all going to be my way or not, and then you have to go to the place where that's going to be a contraction for me, and even though the money looks good, it's probably not worth it because it sets up an energy or a frequency, a precedence for you that lets you kind of go down into the rabbit hole. I know there was a time in my practice early when I just started and a guy came to my door and I had three kids. I was just starting. I had no other support. So every little bit was really, really important to me. But during the session, it's the only time in as long as I've been a counselor that I almost fell asleep because he just droned on and on and on and he wanted to keep droning on. So that night I thought about it and as badly as I needed the money, I just decided you can't buy my time. My time isn't for sale. What I am offering is an exchange of energy. That when somebody comes to me, I have a preset price, that dollar value is their exchange of energy with me. And what I've agreed to do, my value, my exchange of energy with them, is I will give them the best of what I have to do, have to offer in that moment. And if that doesn't work for this guy or for anybody, then we're not a match. That's not where I need to be. So if you can't find any quickly and easily negotiated settlement saying, I take responsibility here for the fact that I didn't follow the letter of the agreement. And I should have informed you ahead of time that, you know, I go into this other creative space and try that one first. And that apparently offended you, if that or bothered you. If I agree to a letter of agreement with you, a really that specificity, at any time in the future, I will follow through in that kind of specificity. But if you want something from me that actually doesn't work for me, for whatever reasons, I will tell you then. And if we can work with that upfront communication, that's great. If we can't, and when your way is different than my way, it's going to need to be your way, that's when I'm going to say, I bless you. You know, I'm glad that we're friends. Let's shake and let this go, because I can't follow somebody else's protocol. I can't follow what's right for somebody else. I have to really trust and be in charge of and follow that inner guidance of a woman named Veronica. So try for the negotiated place. If, by the way, this guy stayed with me for a long, long time. Try for the negotiated place. But at the end, you're going to have to be able to do what is in the best interest of you, not only business-wise, but emotionally, energetically, spiritually, so that you're always standing, honey, in the front of your own line, that you're always responding to a truth greater than the circumstance, that your source is not outside of you, that the place that you always look for is deep inside of you, and that when you're asked to not follow that, you check and be sure that you're still being true to you. There are places we can negotiate and places that we can't. And if you can't negotiate by still staying true to you, that's not a place you should negotiate. How do you feel about what I said to you?
That feels great. Thank you.
And I know, remember what I said right when we first started talking? That if you do that, you know, go for the negotiation, try to work out with the words, see what happens. But if you, at the end, know that that's a place where you really just have to part ways, the money will follow you. It may not be that money, but other money will follow you because the source is from within. Deal?
Deal. Got it.
Thank you so much for calling today. I really enjoyed talking with you, honey, and I hope this helps.
It does. It's so helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my dear. Take really good care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye. So you're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show, and we are going to be right back. Give us a call, 800-930-2819.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? A message that will energize and support you as you go about your day? Then Dr. Sandy Brewer of The Sandy Brewer Show has just the right prescription for you. Fill it today and bring a smile to your face and a lift to your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going today to sandybrewer.com. Plan to be inspired. Pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, Six Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We're in the process of making this a good day, a good life, and we can all join together with that in looking for the good in any situation, in staying positive and finding the kindness and love and joy in our heart. But sometimes it's not always easy to do that. What'd you think of that call that we did, John?
Wow, bless her heart. That was a tough situation to be in, to make hard decisions about what to do as to what direction to go. What I found interesting was it seemed like the client was more interested in having some control themselves about the process rather than the attention being on, okay, what are the results? What can we get out of this? Which was really an unfortunate thing, and it puts her in a tough environment.
And, you know, we don't know where the other person was. Maybe that's what she thinks is always the right way. I think the thing also that we that was hard for Veronica, because, and it happens to a lot of people, there's actual money in, you know, on the table. And then there's, I can't do, does it work for me to not follow my own way of how I want to do my business and how I want to build my life and the energy in which I want to work. I want to work a certain way. And so those things are not always congruent. Someone else may be very more fixed or rigid or systematic about how they want to do it. And that might be the very thing that could shut down the creative possibilities of an individual. So that's where we have to find out what's in our heart. And at the bottom line, if we can't find a way to negotiate, then that lets us still be congruent with ourselves. Then the choice is always be congruent with ourselves. That's what I think on that.
Absolutely. I agree with you. We have an email that I'd like to present.
Okay.
It's from a gentleman named John. And he said, great show. I enjoyed the man who called in last week, and he was great. Here's what I want to understand better. I know when I went to a Christian church, we were told to leave things at the altar. I had one relationship that I knew was to be mine. We had dated, and she broke up with me. When I had a chance, I just basically told God that I knew that it was what He wanted in my life, so I would take over. Of course, it did not end well, and she has been married to someone else and has two kids herself. I have not dated anyone in probably 15 years.
Wow.
Tough question there. Yeah.
There's a lot going on in there. So the first thing is, John, the emailer, there are so many elements to this, and my heart goes out to you. I know that it took me a long time. I've kind of reached the stage in my life where I try not to give God orders anymore. So that place is called surrender. That idea of that you had such a passion for this woman that you felt so sure was your partner, and then in your desire and hope that that would be so. And not just you, but there's a place that we as human beings just kind of clutch and hold on to, that this, we have to have this. That this is the direction we're going to go to. And we try to just force it through and get a bigger hammer instead of unfolding what might be in our best interest. And it doesn't always look like, you know, this woman looked like she was definitely in her best interest. So the idea that she might not be, or there might be a better match for you someplace, that was not something that I don't think you could grab onto it at that time. I know when John and I were dating, and I had already been married twice, and John, we've been married for over 30 years now, so we got it right finally. But I had been married before, obviously, and I had learned a lot through those places of having to grow up spiritually and emotionally. And I knew that I never wanted to force a relationship again, because it would lead me into a place where I wanted to control it, or I wouldn't respect my partner. So when John came into my life, and John is extraordinary. My John Brewer is an extraordinary man. But what I said to myself, and it was like my mantra, it was, if you're the one, because I was definitely falling hard for him, if you're the one, that's amazing. That's wonderful. That sounds like prayer answered to me. But I said to myself, if you're not the one, you can just get the heck out of the way, because you're blocking the door. And as John said earlier, he's 6'4". He has the ability to block a door. So it's so it was this place where I had to say, kind of, I am in a partnership first and foremost with my source, with my spirit, and that I, as Sandy, don't have 360-degree view, but my spirit does. It knows how to pull the pieces together. So if for some reason that I can't conceive of, that I cannot perceive, that somehow, some way, this man standing in front of me named John Brewer is not my life partner, then I will surrender to that. But until or unless I hear different, I'm going to stick with this, but I'm not going to try to control it. I'm not going to try to force it. And so if that's a wisdom that you can absorb or immerse yourself in now, the idea that you've spent 15 years not giving yourself permission to express out, to look for other opportunities, to have some fun just with some interesting person in your life, to have some companionship with an interesting person in your life. John, I want to tell you, I do not believe that it's too late. There's a place where you have to go into that gentle surrender, that gentle forgiveness, and to be able to say from inside, whether you do it through a religion, or I do not personally have a religion, or you just do it through that space of knowing there is a source inside of you that is forever, and that you connect with that, and you decide for you that it's not too late to come out of that wound or that cocoon. It's not too late for you to explore life and all of its possibilities, and it's not for you too late for you to find joy. But if you're going to do that, you're going to have to let go of the way you thought it needed to look, and just hold on to the intent that even though it may not look that way, it can feel the way you want it, that former relationship, to feel. So focus on what you want it to feel like, and then get out into the field. Go to social gatherings. Go to, join a bowling team. Do something that gets you social and interactive, and lets you, you know, volunteer for something where you're meeting people, where you're expanding your connections. And it doesn't have to be something like a dating connection, but just your activities in this world so that you expand what you're doing, you expand your circle of people around you, and you start to think of the promise of what can yet be, not the pain of what didn't develop. Change, shift your focus onto the promise of what can yet, what you can yet develop, what can yet be for you in your life. I hope you follow this. I hope this has been helpful. And please know how much I wish you well.
Wow. Thank you, Sandy. And thank you all for joining us today. Thanks for your call and your emails. We really do appreciate your participation and hearing from you. We're so glad you joined in the conversation on the Sandy Brewer Show. We're here to answer your questions for Sandy to get to the heart of what matters in your life. So we invite you to turn on and tune in to listen and call in with your questions. No question is off limits, or email them to sandy@sandybrewershow.com. We're on the air live every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern, on the web at Transformation Talk Radio, on 1230 a.m. WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island, and at sandybrewershow.com, where you can also listen to past shows archived there. Remember to go to sandybrewer.com to get your inspirational thought for the week, and also take advantage of our holiday gift sale by ordering your own copy of Sandy's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light. You'll be glad you did. Thanks to our great engineer today, Chrissy, and may you all have a fantastic week.
You know they hurt your pride. You better put it all behind you, baby, 'cause life goes on. Keep carrying that anger, it'll eat you up inside, baby. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak, and my thoughts seem to scatter, but I think it's about forgiveness.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together, and visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.